Friends, grace and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Well, anytime this reading in the book of Genesis comes up, I can't help but think of the martial art that I do, Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu. Because Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu, it's basically wrestling, but you're trying to bend, torque, twist limbs. You're trying to cut off airflow or blood flow to people's brains through their neck. And the sport's not for everyone. It can be pretty demoralizing. I remember my very first class. We learned some techniques of the day, and then we got to roll with each other. We wrestled with each other. And I was put against an older woman who was about a quarter my size. My first class, I don't know what I'm doing. And so my expectation is that I would just use my weight, and I'm a big guy, I know that, to flatten her. But the older, smaller woman, through our grappling, she made me tap out, which means that if she were to keep doing what she was doing, she would hurt me. In 5 minutes, she made me tap out 5 times. Right. She's about your size, Leon. But you know, that didn't make me want to stop. To me, seeing this woman do this to me, it made me go, oh, this really works. But often tough guys, they'll come into the Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu class believing themselves to be good wrestlers, and they will lose, and they will lose again and again and again to people who are smaller and weaker than them, but who are more skilled. They come in and they experience pressure. Pressure to win, pressure on their bodies, pressure on their egos. And when the pressure overwhelms them and they experience that pressure over time, because their expectation was one thing and they got another, they lose heart. Well, our gospel reading today, it begins. Then Jesus told them a parable about their need to pray always and not lose heart. But why does Jesus tell them this parable to help them not lose heart? Well, because the disciples, they were expecting Jesus to usher in the kingdom immediately. They believed Jesus was going to come in and rule with worldly power, and the oppressors were immediately going to be punished. All of the rights, all of the wrongs would be made right. All would be made well. And Jesus knows what the disciples are expecting, immediacy in the things of God. But Jesus also knew it wasn't going to happen on the disciples' schedule. And because of that, they would lose heart. Friends, it's easy. It's easy to lose heart. Especially when we are expecting something and it doesn't happen. I mean, how often does it happen to us? Happens a lot. We expect our family members who are close to stay bonded with each other, and then a parent dies and children start squabbling over an inheritance. We expect that we will ease gingerly into our retirement, and then we get sick. We expect that we're going to stay close to God, feeling it because we come to church regularly, and then at some point we begin to question it all. We expect the church to be filled with kind, compassionate, like-minded people. But then there's fighting that happens. We expect, we don't get, and so we lose heart. And according to Jesus, the antidote for this is prayer. But it's a difficult cycle. Because we lose heart, which actually leads us to not to want to pray. And then not praying leads us to lose heart. But we have to constantly interrupt that cycle by coming back to God in prayer. See, deep, sustained prayer, it moves us in our spiritual lives. Of all of the spiritual disciplines, prayer ushers in us into constant communion with God. To pray is to actually be changed by God. And when we pray, God aligns our hearts and our minds and our souls and our expectations to Jesus. The Holy Spirit works on us when we pray so that we are conformed into the likeness of our Lord. Prayer provides the foundation and silence, the dwelling place for the Holy Spirit to work. But too often we evade God. We don't allow the foundation to be built. We tear it down, these dwelling places of silence, with distractions. And I don't mean kids in church. I mean the distraction of thinking that somehow children can interrupt church. The distraction of political divides and bitterness and anger and envy and pride. The distraction of believing yourself to be faithful while condemning others for their actions, unwilling to even examine your own. We are so distracted, the dwelling place of God within us is not being built, and when it is, we tear it down. But prayer allows God's construction on your soul, and when we don't allow God to build, we lose heart. But it's not just prayer. Jesus tells a parable about persistence in prayer. Frederick Buechner said years ago, persistence is a key. Not because you have to beat a path to God's door before God will open it, but because until you beat the path, maybe there's no way of getting to your door. So Jesus tells a parable about an unjust judge and a persistent widow to teach about persistence in prayer. And then Jesus, he sums it up, will not God grant justice to his chosen ones who cry day and night? Will not God give a right verdict in your cause? Will not God do the right thing to those who come to God persistently in prayer? And the right thing that God does is change your heart. God will soften your heart towards your enemy. God will give you love for those that you find unlovable. God will give you compassion for those who the world considers refuse. God will make you into the likeness of his son Jesus. That's the right thing that God does. in prayer, God will take your expectations of what should happen and give you realizations of God's will on earth. I like to use this quote because it's from Martin Luther. Hopefully you all know it by now. He said, "I have so much business, I cannot get out. I cannot get on without spending 3 hours daily in prayer." 3 hours daily. I know I use this quote a lot, but it means a lot. Friends, there's more to be done after we pray. But there's nothing that you can do until you pray. Luther understood that in order to live a day with God leading it, he had to allow God to construct that foundation within him. And so he needed to go to God persistently, faithfully, because it's a deep prayer life that changes us. Now, praying before meals, giving small thanks to God, is a necessary beginning to prayer. But there is a deeper prayer life beyond that. Prayer in which our heart becomes one with the Father. But that takes time. It takes silence. It takes persistence. Coming back to it over and over again. Friends, pressure, chaos, and pain, they are bound to come. We will be faced with situations. We have been faced with situations as individuals, as a congregation, in which we can lose heart. Build a life of prayer, and God will build within you the temple of the Holy Spirit to lead you through those times. So friends, may you seek God regularly in prayer. May you be made into the likeness of Jesus our Lord. And may you never lose heart. Amen.